CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net will be called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG-2 portion. And tonight we will be starting with our pre-net check-ins, and we've got quite a lengthy list, so we'll work our way through them. First is Mr. Mayo, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Fred, W4FDM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, to make the Holman Travelers rest. Next is Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Next on the list is Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Don, KG4BFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, out of Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome James, N4JRB, out of Greer. Next on the list is Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Then we've got Robert, KI4LJG, out of River Falls. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN, and he is in North Vermont, Indiana. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH, and he is still in Newland, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. We'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, out of Fletcher. Then we'd like to welcome Rusty, WU2T, out of Moore. Then we've got Mr. John, KI4GOD, out of Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome Duncan, KO4JKV, out of Asheville. Next, we'd like to welcome Jerry, N4DJC, out of Anderson. Next, we'd like to welcome Landon, KD4WNV, out of Liberty. And that concludes our pre-net check-in. So we're going to jump over there and allow them to check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control, please check in. KQ4MSD, Kilo Quebec, Mike Sierra Delta. David, I'm in Sandy Springs here near Anderson. And negative and negative tonight.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, obviously back. This is Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. Negative and negative.
Right, we'd like to welcome Mr. David, KQ4MSD, out of Anderson. David, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by tonight, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Greg, KO4WTQ, out of Greer. And David, good to hear you, and thank you, sir, for stopping in. And with that, we're going to move on over to the RF section. And tonight being Friday night, we're going to start with Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KX. Nice to hear you tonight. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm in Greenville. No traffic, no table.
KX. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 2B determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
KX. Hope you're doing well. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. The name here is David. I'm at my home in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
KX. Metric. Please check in Out of order tonight. I have something I have to do. This is N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be in negative, negative, sir.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
All right. We've got a fine list there to start off with, and we'd like to welcome my good friend Shane. N4ZLK, and he is mobile down there in Greenville. And Shane, good to hear you tonight, and I hope you have a safe trip down and back. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TVD, to be determined. And they make their home down there in southern Greenville County. And Tommy, thanks for stopping in and bringing Angela along. We appreciate that. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. David, WB4ZPH, down there in Taylor. David, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. And Tom, don't worry about being out of order. Just glad to have you in here tonight. Thanks for stopping by, sir. Please tell Miss Bernice, Elise, and I said hello. With that, we'll try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HK.
UBD, K4 Uniform Bravo Delta, Jan in Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Patrick, and 73 to everybody.
I'd like to welcome Miss Jan, K4 UBD, down there in Traveler's Rest. Miss Jan, thank you for coming by tonight, and good to hear you. Thanks for stopping in. With that, we're going to move up to the top of the alphabet and check in Alpha 2 Delta. Alpha 2 Delta, please call KO4HK.
KO4HKX. Evening, Patrick. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, please check in my daughter via telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar, Quebec. Michelle, she's in Wareshoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
For HKX. Patrick, everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73's to you, everybody on the net.
HKX. And Miss Elise and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joy. No traffic notes here tonight, but I would like an informal with Chris. KO4QLG when he checks in.
All right, we'll pause here and we'll recognize this group. KK4. DMW, that's Mr. Rick, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. They make their home down in Piedmont, and then they bring along their daughter Michelle by telephone relay, KM4MOQ, and she's down in Wareshoals. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, over there in Easley. Then we've got our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS, Mr. Gary, and he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY, and they make the home down there in Easley. And Gary, as soon as Chris checks in, I will give you a shout. Is that okay?
That's Patrick.
All right, with that, we'll try Alpha through Delta one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. That follows us, then we've got everybody for the moment. We'll move up to Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Decatur, North Carolina. Looking forward to seeing a bunch of you folks tomorrow. Check me in and out tonight. Kind of tired. Thanks.
4HKX. Good evening, everyone. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Whiskey Papa. This is Hayden over in Easley, and I'm excited to see everybody tomorrow, and and meet some new folks. I'll be negative or negative tonight. 73s, thanks for calling in, Patrick.
4HKX. Were you 4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Patrick, or KO4HKX, Patrick, in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I'd like to recognize Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, and he's over there in Candler. Harry, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow and shaking hands again this year. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Hayden down at, and he's down in Easley. Need to change that in my computer. And Hayden, look forward to meeting you tomorrow. Hopefully, can catch up with you. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ. He's down there in Taylor's. And Gene, thanks for stopping by and checking in, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo Zoo Hotel, Echo Zoo Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. We're going to move right along to India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. KX. Good evening, Patrick. This is Whiskey America 4, Japan, Japan, Zanzibar, operating Portable 4 up on Mount Pisgah. It's Andy. Good evening to you and everyone on the net, and we'll be negative and negative.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'll be negative and negative. San 73s for each one of you.
Paul, we're going to welcome this group in. WA4JJZ. That is Mr. Andy, and he is up on Mount Pisgah tonight. Good to hear you. Thank you for stopping in here tonight. And, look forward to catching you on down the log. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO, and he is down there in Tuxedo for me. And James, good to hear you, and thanks for stopping in tonight. With that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Patrick, always good to hear you call the net. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. And he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make their home down in Greer. And Larry, I'll be back around to you shortly when I get through with the RF section here. With that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. 4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. At that pause, we're going to move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Kilo 4HKX, this is Whiskey 4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, in Simpsonville, South Carolina, and I'll be aboard till the roll call's over. Over.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB, down there in Jensenville. Lloyd, good to hear you tonight, and haven't talked to you in a while. I heard you on the radio, so hope everything's been going good with you. But good to hear you tonight, and thanks for stopping by, sir. And next, we'd like to welcome our resident elder. That's Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ, out of Jensenville. And Eddie, good to hear you. Sounds like you got your new radio set up and it's doing a good job. So it's good to hear you in there. And look forward to shaking your hand one day soon. With that, we'll try one more time. Mike Dupapa, Mike Dupapa. Please call KO4HKX. KO4 KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With that silence and pause, we're going to move on up to the patient group tonight. Quebec do Tango. Quebec do Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX.
Patrick and everyone on the net, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra Yankee Hotel. This is Jim in Simpsonville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome this group in here, and that first one is Mr. Jim, KQ4SYH, and he's down there in Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG, down there in Liberty. And Chris, Gary wants to have a quick QSO with you if you hang around. So KI4DOS, please call your station.
QLG, KI4DOS.
This is KO4QLG. What's going on tonight, Gary?
Oh, not a lot. Just was wondering if you're up for a phone call. Didn't want to call you this late without asking.
Be my pleasure. Got my phone right here.
All right, I'll give you a ring in just a moment. I'll let you turn it back to Patrick. KO4QLG, KI4DOS.
KO4QLG, back to you, Patrick.
You two have a good evening and enjoy. And Gary, I will see you in the morning. About 6:30, right? Looking forward to it. With that, we'll try one more time. Quebec do Tango. Quebec do Tango. Please call KO4HKX. After that pause, we assume we got everybody in that group for the moment. And we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha 2 Zulu. Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Kilo Juliet 4. Bravo Kilo. KJ4. Rocky,
that's fine. You're out of breath. We'll get some rain. KX. Well, please check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWF. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome this group here in. And first is Mr. Jack, KJ4BKI, down there in Rock Hill. And Jack, thanks for stopping by, and I was going to say something's going on with your signal. Usually you're booming in here, but you said it was raining down there, so I'm assuming that's what's making you a little scratchy tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Colin, K4CWF, down there in Mill Springs. And Colin, good to hear you. Good to hear you. Need to catch up with you. But thanks for stopping in tonight and checking in with me. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that long pause, we're going to assume we got everybody for the moment. And this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net for periodic stop between RAG 2s. And before we're done, go into the RAG 2 portion. I just want to say I look forward to seeing each and every one of you hopefully over tomorrow over at Waynesville and shaking a couple hands and putting some faces with some call signs. And thank you for stopping by in here with me tonight and checking in. I do appreciate that. And with that, we'll move on to the RAG 2. And first on the stump tonight is first and only on the stump is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. This is KK4JBQ. Well, well, well. Tomorrow's big day. A lot of people have been looking forward to. I hope you all have a wonderful time and have a bunch of those eyeball QSOs everyone talks about. I've had a few, and I certainly will never forget. It's something you will continue to profit from, benefit from, whatever. And I got to say, it's just a big pleasure to finally meet some people, and whenever you hear their voice again, it's just amazing how quickly the right face pops in, you know, to your mind, and it's a wonderful thing. Well, today here was, well, uneventful. We had had a good night's rest, had a good meal about midday, and now I'm on the radio. It seems like there's hardly anything in between. Oh, I've worked on the computer a little bit. That's the one here in the shack. A lot of times I'll watch YouTube videos, ham-related videos. Watched a fellow today talk about shortwave listening. Not something I've done, honestly. When I was a kid, I had a shortwave radio, a little portable thing, and I could never get it to work. Now, I'm thinking if I tried that same, if I gave it a little effort, I might be able to pick up a station or two. Although shortwave has changed tremendously since I was a kid. Most stations have dropped off the spectrum. KK4JPQ.
I had a pretty busy day today. I had to go make some deliveries in my personal vehicle so I wasn't dragging a tool truck out. But I had a good day there. Delivering that, and then I met up with a fellow ham that friends with. We had a bite to eat, and then we headed back up the mountain together, and just been odds and ends around here at the house. Checked in a big order I had come in, and trying to get things lined up for Monday morning, so ready to go, and then that way I can have tomorrow free. Because I've got a pretty busy day tomorrow, going to the ham fest, and then got a retirement party going to tomorrow evening. So I've got a busy weekend ahead of me.
Thing to have plans. I hope they all go well, and just as you hope they do. Yes, Waynesville is Word Fest, as I recall. It's one building, it's one parking lot. You're not likely to get lost. Unlike some other ham fests I've been to where, oh, I don't know, I turned around and Donna wasn't there anymore, you know. We normally go together because she can understand. Now, there's a comment for anybody who has a little difficulty, let's put it another way. Anyone who has a spouse who has a little difficulty relating to your hobby, my solution to that, and a very good one it was, is to encourage that she get her license. And we've got one more amateur in the hobby, and a spouse who can understand your addiction. Oh. But it is a great ham fest. I hope everyone has a marvelous time. It sort of compacts everything, doesn't it, Patrick, when you have to do everything you have to do in order to make a little window for yourself, a little window of time for yourself. KK4JBQ.
Internet. Well, Larry, yes, it does. It feels like you didn't get a weekend or didn't get a pause sometimes if you get too much going on. And that's why I try not to plan anything other than church on Sunday. That way I at least have that one day to just take a break and sit down and relax a little bit and recharge my batteries. And as far as Waynesville Hamfest, that's one of the better ones I like going to. I've been to quite a few of them. Me and Gary tend to make the rounds together anymore. And so have a good time going and just sharing each other's company and
meeting different people and just enjoying the hobby, as you say, and looking forward to it tomorrow. And I've met quite a few of the people that are calling in. I've met Harry and Colin and Chris and, you know, all the others, and or some of the others, and it just makes it, I don't know, it brings it together, the whole hobby together for me, being able to do that from time to time. So I do enjoy it because I've heard Gary say it, you'll be standing there and you'll hear a voice and you'll know exactly who it is, but you can't put a face to it, so you don't know, you got to wait until they talk again.
That's the truth. Now, the cherry on top, and I'm sure people who have done this will agree, that the next level, you might say, is to share your shack with your newfound face-to-face friend. Their shack, you share that too. And that just pulls it, that really does pull it all together. And it's a lasting memory. You know, they're hams that I've had the pleasure of meeting and developing a friendship with, help them put up antennas at their house or just look over. I remember one fella, he's passed on now, but he had a radio repair shop in his basement. I mean, for crying out loud, he could have, and he had an exterior, I think an exterior door, and well, most folks, even if they're smart, or maybe because they're smart, they don't want to open an actual business. They're just fascinated with the hobby, and they're just, they've got, well, this fellow had rooms of test equipment. and I was just dizzy. You know, I walked in there and I saw dozens of radios. And I asked him, I says, are all these working? He said, oh, yes, I've repaired or adjusted each and every one, and they're working really well. And he says, let me show you where I do that. And we walked over into another room, and it was a huge room full of test equipment. So watch that YouTube channel. And he'd been in the hobby over 40 years, so, you know, he had that on me, of course. But very smart and really, really understood his stuff, really did. I admire that. And then Tom has, N0TR, has welcomed me to his home, and I've looked over notebooks full of QSL cards back when that was a big thing. It was a big thing. Yes, it was. You could rifle through these things years and years later and be entertained by all the things put on their QSL cards. So we did that for a little bit, and we just had a marvelous time. He and his wife Bernice got acquainted with Bernice's hobby, which is I'll just call it fabric arts, and it just opens up a world, you know. But you making friends even in this hobby is, you know, you got to put a little effort in it, I suppose. Anyhow, Patrick, I'm excited for you. Have a marvelous day tomorrow. Register for a prize, little or big. If you win just one prize, you'll never forget that either. I've only won one little prize, but it stands out. Yeah. Have yourself a good night, and it's great talking with you again. Everyone, as you travel tomorrow, be safe. Come on back to us all, and safe and sound. This is KK4JBQ. I'll turn it back to you, Patrick. 73.
Okay,
KO4 HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net with KK4 JBQ. Larry, it's good to talk to you tonight, and yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's been since November of last year, haven't been to anyone, got out and done anything, so it's time to get out and stretch the legs and stretch the hands, and so I'm looking forward to it. And sounds like they've got a full house pretty much over there, so sounds like it's going to be a pretty good ham fest this year. Hopefully the ham fest will get back to what everybody tells me they were before 2020, and the world stopped there for a little while. So looking forward to that, and hoping everything will get flowing again with everybody, but because it's more than just going around and looking at stuff and this, that, and the other. It's the camaraderie of the hobby, you know, the love of the hobby, the love of the radio. So looking forward to that, and good to talk to you tonight, and thanks for stopping in here and dragged you in with me for a few minutes to get to through the bottom of the hour. But we're going to look and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. Right with that pause, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. I invite you back tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Mr. Gary will be calling the net, and I know he would love to hear you, and you can give him a good dose of rider's cramp, because he still uses old pen and paper. And you come by and check in with him. I know you'll enjoy it, and he'll enjoy it, and we'll all have a good time. But with that, I'm going to send my net report, and I will return shortly. 4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night to all. KO4HKX, clear.